Noddy Barker Snag of Cassidy Snag, Afisha Clark of Terrick's Poultry and Meats, and Glendris Holder of LaBelle's Foot and Nail Clinic were the winners of the business plan competition under the Women's Empowerment Project. Noddy Barker Snag of Cassidy Snag said her business offers short-time accommodation for persons in need of a getaway with quality customer service.
Cassidy Snag. It's actually my house, right? Cassidy Snag. I am catering for the needs of persons who need a little getaway. So folks visiting St. Vincent looking for short-term accommodation, I will pick you up at the airport, do your tours of St. Vincent. So from sitting in your room or lying on your bed watching TV and ordering your breakfast, that can be done. And certainly Noddy's the best hostess with the mostest. And she always delivers quality customer service. And I am pleased to show off that my booking.com rating for 2022 would have been 9.8 out of 10. It's about selling a service. People don't even look at the price sometimes they pay. They want to know when they walk away, it was an experience. And I can guarantee that experience at Cassidy Snag. Because it's always service with a smile that makes your stay worthwhile.
Meanwhile, Afisha Clark of Terrick's Poultry and Meats said her mobile business takes quality meats and poultry to its customers.
This is a business that offers poultry, but we also specialize in meat, and we are about quality. A lot of people complain about the quality of the product that they are receiving. And so we decided to, you know, utilize that, use that as our niche to offer persons a better quality product. We want to also branch off with offering value-added products such as yogurt and cheese and goat milks. And we are also looking at how we can serve the customers in St. Vincent better. Our business is mobile, so we are bringing the product to the person. So quality is our number one focus for the business. We also look at utilizing the fertilizers because, as you know, persons are now into organic food and a lot of persons are into eating healthy. So we want to offer persons an alternative to the fertilizers that they have.
And Glendris Holder of LaBelle's Foot and Nail Clinic gave an overview of her business and expressed gratitude to all the stakeholders involved in the project.
I am the owner of LaBelle Foot and Nail Clinic, where we offer aseptic, non-invasive foot care treatments for persons with diabetic, elderly, geriatric, immobile, and persons whose immune systems are compromised. I would truly like to take this opportunity to thank the CED and the Taiwanese mission for this opportunity and for granting me and my business this opportunity to grow, and also to God for, you know, sustaining me and guiding me through this process. You know, I just want to thank everybody and thank the ladies again, and thank Keisha especially for continuously motivating us.
That was Glendris Holder of LaBelle's Foot and Nail Clinic. The Women's Empowerment Project was developed and funded by the Government of the Republic of China, Taiwan, and implemented by its technical mission in St. Vincent and the Grenadines through the Center for Enterprise Development, Inc. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's special report.